welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. I'm looking at a CD cover, and the title is called Now is the Time. It's live worship from Hope Chapel, West Oahu. I open the cover, and there is a message. It says, there is hope, and his name is Jesus. Our prayer for you is that you would find the same hope we've found in knowing Jesus as Savior and Lord. Through Jesus, every person can have the forgiveness of sins, the assurance that your last breath on earth will be your first breath in heaven, and the help of the Holy Spirit in every life situation from now on. You can pray to start your relationship with Jesus right now. Gosh, that is the very heart of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And I'm blessed to have the worship leader sitting in studio with me, with you, with us. His name is Koa Siu.
Koa, how's it going, Danny?
Koa, I'm so glad that you're with us.
Yeah, so glad to be here, too.
You know, you've born and raised in Hawaii. Tell us, you know, where did you go to school? Where did you grow up?
Oh, wow. Well, see, I was born in Kapi'olani, just like everyone else.
Or Queens, right?
And, yeah, I grew up in Aiea. My parents are Leon and Malia, and mm-hmm. so many people will know them, you know, as famous singers.
Right.
And people nowadays know them for their children's music, but they had a lot of folk rock albums back in the 60s and 70s, and they were pretty popular back then. And, so I grew up in Aiea and went to Aiea everything, Aiea High School and everything like that. And graduated, a little while ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been to some school in the mainland. I also went to Pacific Rim Bible College, which is now New Hope Christian College.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great experience as well. And now I'm here.
Now, you did some training, too, in Australia.
I did.
Tell us about that.
Yes. So went to Bible College, helped a ministry with New Hope, Hawaii Kai. Great church still going, pastored by Aaron Cordero now. And then my wife and I took a couple of years, and we spent some time in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we got to do is go to Hillsong College. And, you know, Hillsong Church, many people know them, and they might just think they're just music, but they actually are an incredible church, and the music is kind of just a bonus. It's the icing, the extra that grows out of them naturally. And we got to have a great time there, really learned a lot. And then God brought us back here, and we got to be part of Hope Chapel West Oahu. And that's an amazing church to be a part of as well, and we are loving it. And so, you know, getting to be with Pastor Mike Kai, whom we've known back from our Pacrim days,
mm-hmm.
And just see God doing a great work out there in Waikele. It's been awesome.
So you grew up in Aiea. You've studied and trained in Australia. You did some training.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it was in Michigan, right? Hillsdale
yeah.
College
yes,
in Michigan.
Yes, yes. You
right?
remember that, huh?
Okay, so you're there.
Yes, yes.
You know, you've been around
Michigan.
But tell us about your spiritual journey, your faith. How did you come to know Christ?
Gosh, yeah, that's a great story. Because, you know, the Lord has really, I've been so blessed that He found me early on. So when I was about five, my dad and my stepmom at the time, started going to a church that was a Calvary Chapel church that was meeting in Alva Scott Elementary School. And that was my elementary school. And so it was kind of just intuitive. Hey, let's find a church. There's one there.
Mm-hmm.
And, so basically within a space of a few months, most of us, my stepmom first, then my dad, and then myself. We all got saved, and I remember that it was, you know, something really did happen even as a child. I was probably 5 years old, and I remember understanding enough after sitting in church a few weeks. I got it. You believe in Jesus, go to heaven. Don't believe in Jesus, you don't go. You know, it was that simple to me. I was like, well, that's what I want. I want Jesus. I want to go to heaven. I want to be forgiven. And so I remember, I don't know what date it was, but I remember the night where we had started saying prayers before bed. And then I remember asking my dad, hey, can I pray to ask Jesus in my heart? Because they usually did at the end of service. Mm-hmm. And he said, sure. So he led me in the prayer, a simple little kid sinner's prayer. And I know something happened that day, because when I went to school the next day, I remember trying to tell people about it, like being really excited. I remember being in the lunch line, trying desperately to tell my friend whose name I think was Bill. And he was so happy because my birthday is May 11th. And he said, my birthday is May 64th. So we're born in the same month. And we were only five, so I don't really know what that meant. But he was either being really witty or not. But I remember trying to tell him, like, because we were just in that cafeteria, too. So I was like, we were here. And then, you know, I'm telling him about Jesus. And, of course, I made a total mess of it. But it was so exciting to me. And looking back on it now, I can see, like, something did happen because I was alive and you know, trying to tell others about what had happened to me. And so fast forward the tape a little bit. We, you know, went from church to church. I've gotten the privilege of being part of a bunch of different churches through that time. The First Assembly of God, when it was still in Honolulu, the Gathering Place, which was Frank Diehl's church, which came out of the great revival of the Don Ho Show mm-hmm. in the 80s, which was really cool. And then we ended up at Moanalua Missionary Church, and that's really where God planted us. And so from about sixth grade on, I was part of Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church with Pastor Cal Chinen. And, man, that was, such a great church to be a part of. I still really feel like family there, even though I haven't been to visit in a while. And, God, you know, through the people there, it's all about getting planted where God wants you to be planted, it seems to me. Because once we really got planted in that church, then although I had, you know, from kindergarten through sixth grade now, had been around church, it was when we got planted there and the people that were entrusted to care for me, like the junior high pastor and high school pastor later, really took interest in me and initiative to help, you know, disciple me and challenge me to make God, you know, the Lord of my life, not just something that was fire insurance for later when I die.
Right.
And, you know, people that really made an impact on me, like Neil Shimabukuro at that time, our junior high pastor, you know, my life was forever changed because basically they were helping me to get the word of God in me, challenging me like, hey, is God really, are you really living for God? And they were being cool people, too, that I could look up to mm-hmm. and want to be like. And so, you know, that's when there started to be life and traction. And then especially my sophomore year of high school, became part of Youth for Christ. And Kenton Lynn was looking after me at that time. And he was really challenging me. And it came down one day between me and God of a few things that I didn't want God to be in control of, you know. And I think as Christians that if you become a Christian early on, it's easy to sort of go through your life and God's your God, except for a few areas. Mm-hmm. And for me, one of those areas was dating and girls. You know, I thought, okay, God, you can be God of all other areas. This area, I can't trust you. You're going to put me with somebody ugly. So I just, I'll be in charge of that area. And, but that year,
I'll take this one. Right?
I'll take this one. You take the rest, Lord. And, but that year, God, you know, has really putting it on my heart. And it just came down to it. God's way or my way, you know, and it was a powerful moment in my life when, you know, I knew what he wanted me to do. And usually when that came down to it, I'd just end up choosing my way. But God did a lot in my heart, and he proved to me that, you know, his way is better. And so even though I didn't like his way, I really had to choose it. And so I decided, okay, God, I'm going to choose your way here and surrender all these areas of my life. And when I did, I mean, I just started to experience a new level of relationship with God. And all along that same time frame, God was starting to cause, you know, worship and singing to him to become a living part of my life. I grew up with musical parents, but I mostly shied away from the stage and away from learning how to play anything. And then when that stuff finally started happening, it started to surrender. Then also that the gift of, you know, playing guitar and singing and that type of thing started to come up in me.
I want to come back to that, Cora, because, gosh, just to hear how you discovered for yourself what God had gifted you and called you to do. We're going to come back to that.
Yeah.
Before we take our break, I'd like for you to introduce this song.
Yep.
It's a song from your CD, Now is the Time.
Yeah.
Live worship with Hope Chapel, West Oahu. Talk to us about the song Sing Out.
Yeah, the song Sing Out is a great song. It's written by Michael Hardy, and I helped him with the arrangement of it a bit. And it's just a powerful declarative praise song. Sing out to God, for he is here. And there's something really catchy about it. Gets under your skin. And at the same time, something so powerful and profound about gathering, especially as a church, and saying, hey, let's open up the gates and make way for the King of Glory to enter.
Sing out to God right now. Sing out, our God is here. Shout out his name, shout out his name, Jesus. Shout out, for he is here. Sing out to God right now. Sing out, our God is here. Shout out his name, shout out his name, Jesus. Shout out, for he is here.
Yeah!
Definitely something special about the gift of worship and the privilege of worship, and actually having someone lead who is called by God, gifted by God.
Oh,
when we come back from
Dan.
Our break, we're going to talk more with Koa Siu. He's the worship leader for the
Hope Chapel West Oahu CD.
Now is the time. When we come back, we'll talk more with him. You know, we'll talk about discovery. How did he find out that he had this gift from God, that he had this calling, that it was to connect with his passion? Don't you want to know what your gifting and calling and passion is, and how it relates, how God can use you to be a blessing to many others? You'll get something out of his testimony when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be back with Koa Siu and more music from his latest CD. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
His album, Where You Are, won Rock Album of the Year in 2008. It won Rock Album of the Year for the Nahoku Hanohano Awards, Hawaii Academy of Recording Arts. And that's Koa Siu. Koa is our featured guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. We're talking about gifts, talents, passions and how God can use those things if released in and through our lives to bless many, many others. A big mahalo to our sponsors, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group, as well as Birch Union right here on School Street. A big mahalo to you and our other sponsors, our partners who have generously given to our expand our reach of our radio ministry. To find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Koa, you were talking about how you began to discover your gifts and talents.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. You know, really, God had made it obvious, and yet I was resisting it most of my life. You know, I grew up with the son of Leon and Malia. I was around recording studios all the time. I was always around music. But it was like pulling teeth for my dad to get me to like learn to play ukulele or to sing in a choir or something. Mm-hmm. And I think honestly that just came from some of my own hurt and bitterness and deciding to rebel. You know, I don't want to be like the same. And, but as God got a hold of me, about, like I said, especially when I was about 15 or so, around my sophomore year of high school, And as I began to see, you know, the basic choice in life, besides whether you're going to believe in Jesus, is whether, when it comes down to it, if you're going to choose His way or your own way. And God began to show me that His way was better. And so as I started to surrender things in my life and choose, okay, God, I'm going to go your way, I started seeing Him really awaken musical gifts in me. You know, I did my best to hide whatever I had. I played in the band. I played percussion, hide in the very back of the band. Mm-hmm. God just started awakening things. I ended up playing drums in a rock band, and I remember seeing my rock band friends playing guitar, and I was like, hey, my dad plays guitar. I could play guitar, you know? Almost jealous, but God was using it. Yeah. And as I began to learn to play, mm-hmm. my dad started teaching me just, you know, really old, simple church songs. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. You know, it's like three chords. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there on the couch, like hours just playing those C, F, and G for that song. But the reason that, you know, that it worked was because something came alive every time I started singing, you know? And I always loved worship at church anyway. And, you know, I love Bob Fitz was, really enjoyed Bob Fitz worship leading, around that season of my life. And I started to be able to sing these simple church songs, and something about the love for God in me that came alive when I sang mm-hmm. was what kept me painfully learning how to get my hands in the right spot for the guitar, you know? And the more that I learned, I just would eat songs up and keep wanting to sing more songs. I had developing a big, big, thick book of praise songs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, you know, I discovered you could take your guitar anywhere. So you could sit on the beach or you go in the woods or something. And now you're surrounded by creation. It's even better to sing like that. But then you had to have the songs memorized kind of, because it was kind of weird to lug around the big book into the woods. So, kind of joking, but not really. And so, you know, God basically began to awaken those gifts, for leading worship and for inspiring other people to worship, just because that's what I loved so much. And the more that my relationship with Him blossomed, the more what He designed for me began to naturally come out as well.
Now, how does your song, You Are, that song that you have here in this Now Is the Time CD, how does that relate to maybe some of the things that you're sharing?
Yeah, well, the song You Are, it's a song that I had a part in writing, and especially written by Michael Hardy and Amanda Frazier, some of our worship leaders at church. And basically, it's a song that just declares that God is our anchor and our fortress. And also the bridge talks about you call the stars by their name. And, you know, to me, what was coming alive in me was knowing some simple truths about God, that He was everything and that I could see him in creation, and the natural response of my heart was to worship him.
Let's listen. Of family.
Yeah,
he gives us the blessing of hope in spite of our challenges and trials.
Yep.
And you've seen that, Cole. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you to talk, share with us about your family.
Yeah, sure. Looking forward to it.
Your dear wife.
Yeah.
talented woman that she is.
Yep,
talk to
amazing.
Us about your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, how the Lord has helped you through some struggles, some challenges that you have had to face in life. We have KOSU. To find out more about his ministry and the CD that you're listening to, go to music.hcwo.com. Music.hcwo.com. We'll be back with more from KOSU. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Worship is one of those things where you go up high. It's a sublime experience where You go to the heavens, you know, and
yes.
Certain things get released there.
Yeah.
Certain things get broken in the spirit realm. Things that need to be broken. The bonds.
That's right.
Or the chains are broken and a person is set free.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm here with my featured guest, KOSU, worship leader at Hope Chapel West Oahu.
That's right. Great church.
And, you know, as you're listening to the show, you might think, gosh, I caught one part of it, but can I get the rest of it? I just tuned in. The answer is absolutely yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the program in its entirety. And more than that, you can send it as a link to a family member or friend
cool.
that you think or feel will connect with and benefit from the things that are being shared by KOA. Not only that and the music, you can get the music at music.hcwo.com. We're talking about worship, KOA. Explain to us the things that happen when we worship.
Yeah, well, just like you were saying, Danny, I mean, all kinds of things happen. Prayers get answered. And things break in the spirit. And what's happening is God is drawing near to us. You know, he said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you, you know? And so, as we worship him, we're drawing near to him, his presence. We're coming into his presence, and that's where everything gets set right. I mean, ultimately, that's what heaven's about. We're all in his presence, and therefore there's no darkness. Everything is set right. So the thing that we've been discovering, though, and becoming really excited about is we all talk about that. We worship, and it brings his presence. And we kind of, in church, we say that type of thing, or we were drawn into his presence. But when you look throughout the Bible, what you see is that wherever his presence is, that's where he reigns. For example, at the burning bush, Moses, take off your sandals because you're now standing on holy ground, because his presence is in the bush and therefore he is the king of there. You know, or when the Ark of the Covenant is in the Philistine temple and every morning they wake up and their god Dagon is bowing down to the ark, the statue is fallen over every night because even though that was another god's temple, when his presence is put there in the middle of it, then he becomes God of the situation. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Jesus, when he sets his feet where the demonized man was with a legion of demons, and as soon as he sets his feet there, that man runs to him and falls down. He's become the king of that place in that moment. And so that's what's so exciting to me about worship, is that when we worship God, we are, you know, making him the king. We're establishing the Bible says that he inhabits, or he's enthroned in the praises of his people. And so when we worship God, we are enthroning him. And where he reigns, then he can be free to do all the work he wants to, whether healing, answered prayer, breaking something in the spirit, revelation, giving you a word from God, speaking a call into someone's life. All of this stuff happens really when we're under his rule, when we're in the place that he is king. And that place, one of the main ways that that's established is when the church gathers with unity and victory and worships God.
What have you seen happen in your own life as you have been a worshiper?
My goodness, I could think of so many things, but the thing that comes to mind right away is one of the hardest moments in my life, which was, we've had actually three miscarriages now, our family has, and we also have two beautiful children, which we can talk about later. But during especially the first one, which was the most shocking, the most difficult to go through, having already thought of a name and believed that this baby's there, and then going through the emergency room and the grief and the sense of, okay, no, this baby's now gone. I remember sitting in the cold emergency room, you know, everyone's going about, it's just kind of a routine thing for them, and you're kind of just behind this curtain, and the only thing I could think to do was sing, and there's me and Sarah sitting on the hospital bed, holding her hand, and I'm just singing that song. Praise the name of Jesus, he's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. And you know, because what else could we say? We'd already prayed everything we could pray. But we could still sing our praises to God. We could still declare that he's God in the situation. And you know, honestly, that moment may be one of the hardest moments in my life, but I could walk through it because I could sing worship to God even when I couldn't think straight, because there was a simple song declaring things that maybe I didn't feel at the moment, like, I don't feel like you're coming through for me right now, but this is the truth. Let me sing it anyway. So God brought a lot of comfort and strength through a song in that moment. And, you know, so many other times as well. Most of the times that God has spoken to me, a call, when he's spoken to me about big things, the biggest of them being calling me into leading worship and writing music, and not being afraid of a big stage, when at the time he spoke it to me, I was like deathly afraid of being on a big stage. was during a concert. It's like somehow in that moment, there's a unity and people are worshiping. God showed up and spoke. So, yeah, through the tough times and then also in those great, grand God revelation times.
Someone today is needing to sing that song, Praise the Name of Jesus.
Yes.
And it's not an opportune time from the standpoint of a person's life unfolding in the way that they hoped and expected things would unfold. Maybe they might even be feeling, it's not unfolding, Danny and Koa. It is unraveling.
Yeah.
My life is falling apart.
Yeah.
But it seems as though, well, it was really so, that for you, when things were seemingly unraveling, the Lord brought you strength and comfort.
Exactly.
Through the truth sung of that song. And somebody today needs to sing that song. They might even feel the need to sing it right now.
Yes.
Right as they're listening. They might be listening
through
the internet. And
start singing.
Now, how has God used your relationship with Sarah? You mentioned Sarah, your wife. How has she used you? You know, it's such a sublime call to lead people into the presence of the Lord. Talk to us about your family.
Yeah, well, I mean, gosh, Sarah is the best thing that ever happened to me. And she's the most amazing woman, most beautiful woman on earth as far as I'm concerned. Incredibly intelligent and so, you know, powerfully passionate about God. And she has always brought the best out of me and challenged me toward the best. How does that work out in terms of music and our, and my call as a worship leader? So many ways. I mean, it's hard to start anywhere. One place I could say, looking at this, this album is that, you know, Sarah, I get a lot of the credit because I end up being the front all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the songs on here that I wrote, you'll notice Sarah's name there too, because she actually writes a lot of the music with me. And some of the best ideas and the best lyrics come from her and just, you know, her worshiping heart. So I'd say she always, challenges me. She always brings great ideas and practical help. She really is a worshiper. And so there's times when she's been to a deep place with God and I'm challenged to go there myself, or she's bringing something back and I'm like, wow, I've never really experienced that before. You've been there? Like, tell me about it. And now I'm going to learn how to draw nearer to God. So in all of those ways. And also, I mean, just, you know, for those of you who are married, as you love someone that God's called you to, you know, in the old marriage vows, they would say stuff like, with this ring, I thee wed, with my body, I thee worship. You know, there's worship somehow involved in a relationship that is, you know, intimate and committed and full of love and passion for each other. And so I think in loving her, I also learn how to love God more. Mm-hmm. In loving God and worshiping Him, I learn how to love my wife better.
We're going to take a break now, Koa. I mean, the things that you're sharing are so rich, and yet you share it with such a simplicity that's relatable and applicable. To love God is to love her more, to love her more, I understand God's love more, to receive her love. Gosh, you have been given a gift. A gift of communication, a gift of music, a gift of leading people into God's presence. When we come back, we're going to talk about timing. Now is the time.
Good.
It's a special time for you, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He's a family man. He's a man of worship. He's a man who praises the Lord with his life, even in times of the most grueling difficulties. Koa Siu is my featured guest today. His wife is Sarah Siu. She's also an author. Mm-hmm. And they have two children, Kekoa and Kalea.
That's right. Yeah, Sarah wrote that book, Run to You, A Guide Through Miscarriage. It's still available, like at Logos and wherever. And that, you know, helped us process through when we had miscarriages before we had kids. But then, you know, God really has blessed us. And we've got Kekoa, who's 7, and Kalea, who's 4 years old, and they're delightful and amazing.
You're a man of timing also. Hmm. And I think a follower of Christ develops a sense of timing. Of course, we as human beings try to develop our own sense of timing, but then it's about following God's timing.
Yes, it's not always easy to stick to his timing.
well, stick to it once we got it. Yeah. And the other one is how to see it.
Yeah.
You know, and how to differentiate between the two. Now, you've got the CD is entitled Now is the Time.
That's right.
We're going to play a song, but I'd like for you to talk to us about the meaning of it and set it up for us.
Sure. This song, Now is the Time, you know, this whole album is songs that have come out of the heart of the church, Hope Chapel West Oahu. You don't just make a church album like to be cool. It's because God's doing something and raising up songs
that
resonate with what God is doing in the church. And one of the first songs that kind of came to life in the church is this song, Now is the Time. And it came along with this message that was preached in the church. Now is the time. This is the place. I am the one. And the whole, something that's really on my heart is that, you know, now is the time for the kingdom of God to go forward. And a lot of us grew up as kids in church or in a different era of church where basically if you boiled it down, it was like, the world is really, really bad, and our best thing we can do is like survive and stay faithful through the evil, dark world until the end. And that's the best we can do, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. But now we're living in an era where the church is rising up and realizing, no way, hey, wait. Hey, we can like we can do something. We know someday the end will come, but right now, what has God called us to do in the world? Who can we save? Who can we give wells to? What slaves can we free? You know, the church is rising and starting to like take the kingdom forward. And so, yeah, now is the time. This is the place. Just really declaring out that, you know, now's the time for God's kingdom to go forward, and also for each person to capture, to take hold of the call that God has for us. Like it says in Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen around you, you know?
As you listen to this song, pause for a moment and just think, this is the time where the kingdom of God is advancing.
That's right.
We are not retreating. We are advancing. We are not on the defensive.
There you go.
We are not trying to struggle through survival, but more than that, much, much more than that, we are moving forward. And you know what? You're a part of it. And I want to say this too, before we play that song. I want you to see that we're not just saying it figuratively. We mean it personally, that you have a part to play. And you might even feel right now, me? Really? Me? Remember, Cole even talked about God speaking to him about a big stage, a big platform.
Yeah, and he didn't even feel, like, no way,
well,
man.
You might even feel like, can it really be?
Yeah.
That's where you need to trust in the Lord, be faithful to the Lord, and see God work through you to prepare you. Because he's preparing you right now.
That's right.
For what he has called you to do.
Yeah.
Even some of you right now, you might even be thinking, I'm going in the opposite direction. Well, this is a great opportunity for you to just humble yourself before the Lord. Set your heart right. And say, Lord, I need you to come in and set things straight in my life. It's a moment of surrender.
Yeah.
It's a moment of repositioning, because now is the time.
Now is the time. This is the place. I am the one. You called my name. Now is the time. This is the place. Let your kingdom
Now is the time. You can get the CD at music.hcwo.com. That's music.hcwo.com. Koa, now is the time. Somebody is in need of a boost, an encouragement. Can you say a prayer to someone who might be struggling right now or just needs to reset in their life?
Yeah, let's pray. Father, right now we pray for someone listening to this message, to this show, that you've been speaking to them, that now is their time to get back up. Just since having been fallen down, having been under something, but now is their time to be back up. We thank you, Lord, for your victory in their lives. We pray that you would set them free in Jesus' name. And we thank you that you hear their prayer and that you're going to answer. We pray that you'd just strengthen them and lift them back up in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. That's where you can get this show and more. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Koa Siu.
Thanks, Danny.
Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave